Everything that rocks.
Goosebumps, bro.
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 And... Your poor wife.
Jeez. Yeah.
Is she up and going
she's
yet?
Used to it. No, she's not. Maybe. She might be. I think she usually gets up probably around this time. You know, yesterday she admitted it. She's like, you know, I'm used to it now.
Yeah. You wore her down. Now she's used to it. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
She sleeps through it now.
Earplugs in, got the face mask on so she can't see. Yeah. You got to overcome and adapt. Adapt and overcome, whatever Bear Grylls says. Anyway, it's 7:09. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it. Pump, pump it up. Say pump,
pump
it.
Pump,
pump. Pump.
Is that Joe Budden?
It was, yeah. God, who did I hear the other day? And I'm like, wow, I have not heard that rapper in so long. God, who was it?
Just do yourself a favor. If you want to go listen to some great old rap songs from the early 2000s, just go say, hey, Alexa, play Big Timers Radio. I swear, dude, for the next 2 hours, you're just going to be like, I forgot.
Big Timers Radio. It just sounds fantastical.
You're right.
We'll have to check it out. Check it out. After the show, though, of course. So robots may actually save us. After all, grocery stores across the country are turning to robots to get work done and help human workers to continue to get food into the hands of customers. These robots are being programmed to clean floors, deliver orders to customers, and scan shelves to alert employees when products are out of stock or labeled incorrectly.
What do you think? What do you think?
Again, I'm on the fence because if I love technology. I love technology, but eventually these robots will learn. And they'll learn our weaknesses, and they'll learn our few strengths, and eventually they're going to take over.
It's not even about that, really. That's just inevitable. That's just going to happen. You know what I don't like about it?
What?
Is when things go back to normal, all these businesses are going to be like, well, you know, the robots, they did pretty good. You know, they were doing the job pretty well. I think we're just going to stick with the robots. So stay at home without a job. It bothers me kind of, man. Is it a push to get the robots going?
I don't know, but I tell you what, though, if right
are
now
they grooming us to learn how to stay home,
are the robots grooming us? Could be.
I don't know.
Could be. You know, yeah, maybe this is all the robots' plan to slowly take over because they can't. If we're going to be their fuel, if we're going to be biofuel, if they're going to harvest us as fuel for their components and their machines, maybe they are. Maybe they are just training us to be cogs in the machine. I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Oh, just a piece of the puzzle, man.
Yeah.
You know what, though? I am for real, though. Like when it comes back to it and people get to go back to work, there are going to be a lot of businesses that are just like, no, it's just, you know, things went smooth without you.
But
so,
maybe then humans will find other jobs to do instead. Or what if eventually we just have robots do everything and then we can just hang out and chill? Yeah, just relax. Doesn't that sound nice?
I mean...
We can go to the grocery store. We can buy our groceries from our robot cashiers. We say hi to the robot crossing guard. We wave at him, and then we get home. We have our robot butler unload everything out of the car while we just sit down and enjoy a drink with our robot sex bot.
See, it sounds fantastic. It sounds like a very long spring break, doesn't it?
It sounds
Here's the thing, though. You know what jobs do? Subliminally, it keeps people sane.
Yeah.
It keeps people working. It keeps people with a task at hand. If you give nothing to people to do, you know, people lose their mind. They go stir crazy. There's already people right now that are like, dude, I need to go back to work. I can't take it. I can't walk around my house anymore. I really do think jobs keep people sane.
Yeah, but your job, you don't literally do anything, and you're fine.
That's my job. Don't count my job. I got a weird job.
Don't count radio. Radio doesn't count.
I got a couple weird jobs. I'm talking about the normal folk out there.
I'm surprised that you didn't even pay attention to my sex bot comment, but that's fine. I'll let it go.
It goes right one ear out the other. I'm so used to it now.
Like your wife being used to you yelling in the morning. You're used to me making comments about having sex with robots. All right, fine. Yeah. Fine. You know what? You're a big fuddy-duddy.
We get it. You're married, but you want to have sex with a robot. All right.
Consensual. Consensual robot sex. And speaking of sex, the coronavirus has sent the economy into the toilet and a record number of Americans onto the unemployment line. Businesses are closed. People are stuck inside their homes for the foreseeable future. And as a result, there is one business that's booming. And that's the sexual aid business. With couples cooped up at home, they're spending a lot more time getting it on, which has caused a huge spike in sex toy sales. Sex toy retailers say sales have increased up to 40% during the pandemic. Other things getting a big boost include condoms, Viagra, and the morning after pill. Hey,
I was hoping you were going to say condoms.
Yep.
Because you know what, Brock? After this pandemic, after everybody being quarantined at their house having sex, we don't need more people walking around after this, man. We don't need like 8 or 9 more kids, you know, in the family.
Are we going to have, you know, we had baby boomers. Are we going to have COVID?
COVID boomers?
COVID babies?
Man, there's already too many people. That's just more people walking around spreading the virus. Think about that.
I think these babies will appreciate it, though, because they'll know they were born during hard times, you know? Maybe they'll be all right. Maybe they won't be jerks like those Gen Zers.
If you don't have them, they won't know. So there you go.
Good God, man. If you don't have them, they won't know. I guess that's a fair argument. All right. That's a fair argument. That's your morning dump.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.